This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The U.S. Senate has given final approval to a bill barring all imports from China's Xinjiang region unless businesses can prove they were produced without forced labor. In doing so, they overcame initial hesitation from the White House and what supporters say was opposition from corporations. Senator Marco Rubio said that many companies have already taken steps to ensure their supply chains do not include products made by forced labor of China's Uyghur population.
For those who have not done that, they'll no longer be able to continue to make Americans, every one of us, frankly, unwitting accomplices in the atrocities and the genocide that's being committed by the Chinese Communist Party.
The measure is the latest in a series of intensifying U.S. penalties over China's alleged abuses of ethnic and religious minorities in the Western region, especially Xinjiang's millions of predominantly Muslim Uyghurs. Authorities in Haiti say the remaining members of a U.S. missionary group who were kidnapped 2 months ago have been freed. The spokesman for Haiti's National Police confirmed that the hostages had been released, but did not provide additional details. Christian Aid Ministries said in a statement, "We glorify God for answered prayer. The remaining 12 hostages are free." The missionaries were kidnapped by the 400 Mawozo gang on October 16th. Two of the hostages were released in November and three more earlier this month. Authorities have said the gang was demanding $1 million ransom per person. It was not clear Thursday whether any ransom was paid or what efforts led to the hostages' freedom. You can find more on our website, voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Spiraling infections in Britain, driven in part by the new Omicron variant of the coronavirus, rattled many in Europe on Thursday, fueling a familiar dread that tighter restrictions would scuttle holiday plans again this year. Much remains unknown about Omicron, but increasingly officials are warning that at the very least it appears more transmissible than the Delta variant, which was already putting pressure on hospitals from the United States to the Netherlands. With so many questions outstanding, uncertainty reigned over how quickly and how severely to crack down on Christmas travel and end-of-year parties. After Britain recorded its highest number of confirmed new COVID-19 infections since the pandemic began, France announced Thursday that it would tighten entry rules for those coming from Britain. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said Thursday that Russia was increasing, not reducing, its military presence on the Ukrainian border. He was speaking at NATO headquarters after meeting with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky.
With tens of thousands of combat-ready troops, tanks, artillery, armored units, drones, electronic warfare systems, we see no sign that this buildup is stopping or slowing down. On the contrary, it continues.
Meanwhile, EU leaders meeting for a summit in Brussels said they would warn of massive consequences if Russia were to invade Ukraine. The Kremlin denies any plans to invade Ukraine. It says it has legitimate security interests in the region. Stoltenberg said the alliance stood ready for talks with Moscow, but would never compromise on the right of every single sovereign nation, including Ukraine, to choose its own path. More Americans are filing jobless claims, but the number remains low. We get more from AP's Ben Thomas.
The Labor Department reports 206,000 people applied for unemployment benefits last week. That was an increase of 18,000, but still low by historical standards. The four-week average continues downward, dropping to its lowest level since November 1969. Weekly claims are now below the level typical before the coronavirus pandemic hit. Altogether, some 1.8 million Americans were receiving traditional jobless benefits the week that ended December 4th. That figure was also lower, with employers posting a near-record 11 million job openings in October. Economists say the labor market's biggest problem right now is too few workers. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Authorities say at least five people died when a powerful storm system swept across the Great Plains and Midwest. Hundreds of thousands of homes and businesses remained without power on Thursday. Reporting by remote,